Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everybody. This is Sue Wilcox, Certified Angel Coach and the creator of The Lavender Door. I have a website, which is thelavenderdoor.net, and also a Facebook page, which is Facebook.com/lavenderdoor. Also, you can get in touch with me through email at sue@thelavenderdoor.net. Today I am going to be talking about cleansing and blessing your sacred space. So a couple of weeks ago, I spent some time purging one of the rooms in my home so I could create a sacred space for myself. I also created a portable sacred altar space, which I can take with me outside or in another room or to a friend's house if I need to. So now that I have my sacred spaces created, it's time for me to bless my space and my awesome sacred altar space. So I'll be doing a consecration or a clearing and blessing ceremony to create an inspiring and uplifting atmosphere filled with high vibrational frequencies. A clearing ceremony helps to release anything that the space or perhaps even myself might be holding on to energetically that is not in alignment with my own vision. So to consecrate, to consecrate something is to bless it for sacred use. Consecration normally involves cleansing the object or the space of past influences and then charging it with new energy that corresponds with the intended spiritual use. In many spiritual and magical traditions, it's considered important to consecrate and purify or cleanse a space or ritual tool like your crystals or your divination cards or your pendulums or whatever spiritual tools that you work with before any sort of spiritual activity can take place. And there are lots of different ways that you can do this. So today I'm going to share a few simple techniques with you all. These are not the total list of ways that you can do this, just a few simple ones that you can begin with and then, you know, go out on your own and do some research. And if one of these techniques doesn't work for you, you can look online and find one that your energy vibes with. So you want to keep in mind also that any action that's undertaken with the intention and belief can become a potent ritual. So consider your intention before you begin any cleansing and blessing ceremony and hold it clearly in your mind. These types of ceremonies should be done with care, with reverence, and in an attitude of gratitude and love. So what are the techniques that I'm going to be talking about tonight? So first I'll be talking about smudging with white sage. And then I'll talk about burning incense, sound vibration. So I've used Tibetan singing bowls, crystal chakra bowls, and tuning forks to cleanse some of my ritual tools in the past. And then at the very end, hopefully if I have some time left, then I'm going to actually cleanse and bless my sacred little portable altar that I made. I really love this little altar, and I'll try and take a really good picture of it for you so that you can all see it as well. So I'll post that picture to my Facebook page and to the Angel Coach's Facebook page also. Before I get started, though, I wanted to tell you something kind of funny or maybe divinely put out there that happened just before I started the radio show. So I've been pulling a few cards from some of my divination decks, and I have a number of Doreen Virtues oracle cards that I work with. And today I chose to pull a card from her goddess deck. Let's see, what's the official name of this in case you're interested? Goddess Guidance Oracle cards. And then I also chose a card from her Healing with the Fairies Oracle card. So it's just kind of funny that as I was shuffling the goddess cards, before I even had a chance to pull a card, this card just jumped out of the deck. I mean, literally just, I didn't even have time to finish shuffling. It was on my table. And the goddess that I pulled was the goddess Kohutina, and she is purification. And I just thought, I mean, I literally just chuckled to myself because this is so in alignment with what we're talking about today. And although I didn't touch base or hadn't planned to touch base on the importance for cleansing and detoxifying your body and your mind, it's amazing how the universe works and you know, the energy is put out there that this is something important that we need to add to this discussion as well. So we will also be incorporating Coventina's message to us tonight. And then as I was pulling a card from the fairy cards, I chose honoring your true feelings. So I feel this goes in alignment with, you know, honor which technique works for you. Honor the one that resonates the most for you. And if none of these that I share with you tonight resonate, feel free to email me or message me on Facebook and let me know, you know, what you think might resonate or things that you've used in the past. And I'll try and help you find a technique that is in alignment with your spiritual journey. But honoring your true feelings also has so many different meanings. Just, you know, take a look at where you are right now. Are you happy? Are you happy with your job, with your relationship, with you know, how you go about your day-to-day business and who you're playing with and who are the five people in your circle? Because like I said before, the five people you spend the most time with are the people that you are going to energetically resonate with. So if these five people are you know, demonstrate high vibrational frequencies, this is going to be great for you because these people are going to lift you up and they're going to help you and they're going to be a positive influence. But if these five people resonate at a low frequency, then they're people that can bring you down and bring you into a depression and bring you into states of feeling less than and not feeling self-important or, what's the word I'm looking for? With your self-esteem. You may have trouble with your self-esteem, so it's really, really important to surround yourself with people that are vibrating at a higher frequency and people that are there to lift you up and guide you and be a strong support for you. So, all right, let's go back to keeping in mind that any action undertaken with the attention of belief combined can become very, very powerful as a ritual or as a ceremony. So always consider your intention before you begin any cleansing and blessing ceremony and hold it clearly. Hold that intention clearly in your mind. And, you know, these ceremonies can be fun. They don't have to be, you know, rigid and strict and, you know, so sacred that you're just whispering and you're quiet. You know, the angels and the fairies and spirit and God, they want you to enjoy life. So, you know, take it as sacred, but be happy with it and joyous with it. And, you know, if something funny happens, then go ahead and laugh and smile. I enjoy your spiritual journey. I think it's really, really important to you know, to really be enjoying the path that you're on. Because if you're not resonating in joy on this spiritual path, maybe it's time to find a fork in the road and maybe go a different way and see if, you know, a different spiritual path resonates with you more. Okay, so we're going to talk first about smudging with white sage. So the Native Americans have been doing this for a very, very long time. I wouldn't even be able to guess how long it is. I just know that it has been around for I'm guessing, as long as the Native Americans have been on the continent. The high vibrational frequency of white sage will dislodge and clear most negative energies rather quickly. And the smoke helps to carry the negative energy out of the area. So some things that you might need during this particular ceremony is, like, I have an abalone shell that I use, and I have bundled sage, and I have some loose sage. You can also use a clay bowl instead of the abalone shell. And then obviously you'll need something to light your sage with, whether it's a match or the flame of a candle. Using the flame of a candle is a little bit easier to light your sage, because, you know, sometimes it takes a little bit to get the sage lit, and you don't want to burn your finger on a short match stick. So once you get that smudge stick lit, gently blow out the flame and let the sage continue to smolder. And this particular ceremony that I'm laying out for you is one for clearing a sacred space. So this is one that I would use for this room that I've created as my sacred space. You can always adjust it to be used for cleansing and consecrating and blessing any sacred spiritual tools that you may have as well. It's easily adaptable. Okay, so now that your sage is smoldering in the abalone shell, you want to, you know, set that shell down so that it's in front of you and run your hands through the smoke and metaphorically wash your hands in the smoke. So just see the smoke rising and put your hands through it. And just like it was a faucet of water, just run your hands through it and absorb that cleansing, purifying smoke. Then use your hands as if they're a fan to take some of that smoke and wave it towards your eyes, towards your ears, over your heart, and over your brain. I love doing this myself, as it leaves me feeling as if my body and spirit have been energetically cleansed. This goes in line with the Kogentina card of purification that I pulled as far as detoxifying and cleansing your body and your mind. So I think this type of a ceremony or ritual, whatever you want to call it, whatever you're most comfortable calling it, I think this would be an amazing thing to do, and you could do it every morning. I think it'll help uplift you energetically and help get you started for the day. Okay, so once you have you've waved the smoke through your hands and over your body, then take your sage in the abalone shell to the left side of the door. And once you're at the left side of the door, you're going to work your way left as you go around the room. So you're not going to go clockwise. You're going to go counterclockwise. And in many traditions, this is called Windershin. And it is the direction that you go when you are wanting to get rid of something, or you're wanting to banish something. And in this case, you're wanting to get rid of any negativity, any negative spirits that may be in the room. We'll work going towards left. So once you're at the door and you're down I start down at the bottom, like on the floor, and I let, holding my sage bundle, I just let the sage smoke kind of waste up the corner of the wall or up around the door frame. And then I'll take the sage and I go along the floorboard, letting smoke rise upwards. And when I get to another corner, I just take the sage and from the bottom of the floor, I slowly just raise it upwards until it hits the ceiling. And then I'll go back over the top of where the ceiling and the wall meet so that I've outlined the whole wall. And I go through the room doing this. So make sure you're outlining each doorway and you're outlining each electrical outlet. So your light switches and places that you plug your electrical devices in. I have a little thing on the floor. I think it's something to do with my air conditioning. It's a reverse something or another, but I would probably go around that as well. And then also when you get to windows, you'll want to repeat the same process. And when you get to any closets, you'll want to repeat that process. So you're going all throughout the room. So while you're carrying the sage and the smoke is going throughout the room, you're doing this smudging, you want to pray to God or your highest power or the angels, or the spirits, whatever resonates with you as divinity. And you want to ask for the good spirits and the good energies to stay and the negative energies or the negative spirits to go away. And you want to repeat this throughout this process as you go through the, you know, past the walls and the doors and every way. Everywhere to just kind of repeat this process. And if you feel, you know, any intuitions of any other words that you want to use during this prayer, I encourage you to say those as well. Because at this time, you are speaking to spirit, or you are speaking to goddess, or you're speaking to God, or what you call that higher power. And, you know, pray to them, you know, help me, God, help me, angels. Help me, archangels, to remove any harmful negative spirits from this space. And, you know, please allow any positive energies or spirits that are here for my highest good to remain. So after you've completed that process and you're back at the door, then you want to wave the smoke out of the door. And then just wait there for a few minutes. And then go outside and put the ashes of the sage on the doorstep. And this is to help protect the entrance. So that is what we have with smudging and with white sage, or smudging with the white sage. And like I said, you can adapt this ceremony to help pump and crank and cleanse any ritual tool that you have. If I had a pendulum that I'm working with, I could have the sage in the abalone shell and the smoke would be wafting up and I would just hold my pendulum over the smoke and just let it fill with that healing, purifying energy of the smoke. So the smoke is going to carry up the negativity and release it out. Okay, so the next technique that we're going to talk about is burning incense. And I'll try not to be as talk so long about that because I really want to get to a few others. But you can burn incense to cleanse your sacred space in very much the same manner that I just explained with the white sage. So for centuries, incense burning has been used to cleanse and neutralize negativity from the atmosphere and places where people gather. Burning incense has a very powerful effect on its surroundings. The smoke that's produced creates its very own vibration, creating a new morphogenic field in the room. And one of the most popular incense used for this purpose is sandalwood, and you can also use dragon's blood, frankincense, and Nag Champa, and, you know, that's just a few to name, you know, few. There are many more. You just, you know, get on the internet and research, and you will find all kinds of things. So, you know, the same process can be used that I just explained. Start at the door, go to your left, all the way around the room. And then once you're done with the cleansing part, then you would follow up with a blessing or bringing in the good vibes. So the dragon's blood incense is helping to carry out all of that negative energy or negative spirit. And now we want to use an incense that is going to help bring in the good vibrations or help to set your intention for what you're going to be using this sacred space or this sacred spiritual tool for. So, like I said, you want to repeat the process using another incense that will help to bring in the beneficial vibrations to the newly cleansed space. So frankincense and jasmine, just to name a few, are really good for this purpose. Frankincense essential oil has been or is like one of my very favorite oils. It has a high vibrational frequency. And jasmine as well has a nice high vibrational frequency. And jasmine is also a scent that is used to draw in your angels and draw in the fairy energy. And here's a little affirmation that I found that you could use during this process. Obviously, you can use the same words as I explained in the smudging ceremony, but here's a little affirmation that is really nice too, and you can repeat this and repeat this as you go through the process, and it is, I am cleansing my space from everything that is out of balance. I'm turning towards light. I am letting go of the past and living peacefully with joy. I am relaxed, allowing life to flow through me with lightness. Okay, the next technique I want to go to is sound vibration. So using the Tibetan singing bowl, the crystal chakra bowl, or tuning forks, those types of things that make a vibrational sound, quantum physics has proven that everything has a vibration. And wherever there is sound, there is vibration. And when we use sound together with intention, we can direct sound vibration to raise the body's vibrational frequency, as well as that of our sacred space and our spiritual tools. So I love to use the Tibetan singing bowl or tuning fork to cleanse my spiritual tools because my body can feel the sound vibrations traveling through it also. So, and when I use the Tibetan singing bowl, I place my sacred tools on a table in front of me, and I play the singing bowl just as many times as I feel like it needs to be played. It's a very intuitive type of cleansing, and I'll play the bowl to the left and to the right and to the top and to the bottom and above it and below it if I can, just so that that vibration just really gets absorbed into whatever tool I'm using. And you can also do this as a healing technique for your own body. You can use the tuning forks or the bowl, start at your feet, then hit the bowl and make it sing, and then just move upwards, making the bowl sing each time as you go up through your chakras up to the crown chakra and letting it vibrate out. Okay, I don't think I'm going to get to the part where I actually cleanse and bless my sacred portable altar. So I think what I'll do is I'll record this sometime this week on a YouTube video, and then I'll share that with you so that you can see it in action. So maybe that would be a little bit better, because I know that will take me probably at least 7 or 8 minutes, and we only have a few minutes left. So but before we quit, I want to give you a little bit more information on these cards that I pulled that go in line with our lesson for today, or our talking for today. And I want to read a little bit more from the book for the goddess about Coventina. I really feel like, you know, everything that is written in this little description is so important. And I hope that you'll all take it very seriously, because, you know, when a card really jumps out of a deck, it's saying, you know, I'm here and I'm important. I have a very important message. So once again, Coventina, she's a powerful Celtic goddess of the waters, including oceans, lakes, streams, ponds, and rivers. And she protects bodies of waters and their inhabitants. And she's happy to give you divine assignments related to environmentalism, if you ask. Funny that, you know, this jumped out at me and speaks about her being affiliated with the waters. Because as I was doing my research for tonight's program, I came across a cleansing, purifying ceremony for the body, where you can, you know, find some quiet time that you can take a bath all by yourself, light some white candles, set some healing music in the background, and fill your tub with nice warm water and, you know, a bunch of sea salt. This sea salt is very cleansing. And while you're laying there in that bath, think about your intention to heal, your intention to detox your body and your mind, and getting rid of, you know, any of that crap that really does not serve you. And then focus your intention on what it is you want to bring into your life or into your body. And you could add an essential oil at this time that resonates. You could add lavender, which would help to promote, you know, peace and tranquility and less stress. I think that would really be a great idea. So this message comes as a help. It's not criticism. It's, you know, your vessel has become clogged, and the ascending source is within your psyche, but you've been ignoring your body's many signals and screams for relief from the steady ingestion and impurities. So take notice of this, and I challenge you all to take a purifying, healing bath this week. And that's all I have for tonight. So long, and blessed be. Love, light, and laughter to you all.